time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com. Chris, we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to July 4th of 1997. Now, this is a good year for the Giants, but it's against Colorado. It's an opener of a three-game series. Now, it's Giants-Dodgers jockeying for the lead here in the National League West. It's July 4th of 97. It's a holiday at Candlestick Park. 41,566, another tremendous crowd, and it's Sean Estes against Jamie Wright. Sean Estes, a left-hander for the Giants, and Jamie Wright, of course, for the Colorado Rockies. So this is one where Estes is having the season of his life, and he opens up this series on a Friday night against the Colorado Rockies.
I remember the night vividly, Marty. I was on a hiatus from covering Major League Baseball at that point. I covered the NFL for a few seasons, but I attended this game. I was very curious to see, you know, what the Giants had that year as a first-place club at the time, and I particularly wanted to see Sean Estes break off that curveball of his. And when he had that curveball going, Marty, it was something else. It almost looked like it went in reverse, you know, like a yo-yo. He could, you know, throw it back to himself. He had it going on this night.
The lineups here, and this is 1997. For the Rockies, Young, Eric Young, McCracken, Quentin McCracken, Larry Walker, Galarraga, Bichette, Castilla, Curt Manwaring, the former Giant, Walt Weiss, and Jamie Wright.
You know, it was a good Colorado lineup. That was when they had the Blake Street Bombers and Bichette, Burks, and Vinny Castilla, and Andres Galarraga. So they were a tough lineup to navigate. But that was probably, I look back at my career, probably the best I had pitched through a stretch of games. And that just happened to be one of those games on the 4th of July before the All-Star game. After that game, Dusty Baker told me that I made the All-Star team.
Now for the Giants, this is 1997. Darrell Hamilton, Jose Vizcaino, Bonds, Kent Snow, Glenn Allen Hill, Lewis, Berry Hill, and Sean Estes for the Giants. All right, this one starts off in the first inning. Eric Young strikes out, and Quentin McCracken gets a base hit to right field. Walker then pops out to second, and McCracken heads for second base on a stolen base attempt, and Berry Hill buries him at second base. They nail him, and the Rockies are gone in the first. In the Giants' fourth, it's still a no-score game. Kent draws a walk. Snow doubles. The Giants are up 1-0. Giants go to the fifth. Lewis with a triple. Sean Estes gets a base hit. Giants are up 2-0. We go to the sixth. Jeff Kennett's a home run. Giants are up 3-0. Now, we played six innings. What makes this game really unique, Chris, Quentin McCracken had a hit in the first inning and was out stealing second. They didn't get another base runner. Nothing off Sean Estes as we have completed six innings.
I'm telling you, Marty, that curve of his was something else. And the Rockies, you know, those were the Blake Street Bombers. It was an excellent offensive club. Of course, you know, many people say the power switch went off when they went on the road. Doesn't matter. They were still good hitters, and Sean Estes had them just eating out of his hand.
I love it. Six innings, one hit, hasn't walked anybody, and this is vintage Sean Estes. It really is. In the eighth inning, Darrell Hamilton gets an RBI single. He drives in Glenn Allen Hill. The Giants are up 4-0. Well, we go to the ninth inning. Still a one-hitter, and McCracken is the only one who's been on base against Estes. So he goes to the ninth, and Dusty Baker sees him walk Curt Manwaring. Walt Weiss takes a call, third strike. Echevarria takes a third strike as well. And Eric Young draws a walk. So now it's first and second. It's 4-0. They finally got two runners on against Estes, and Dusty goes to the mound and pulls Sean Estes. One hit, two walks, 8 2/3 for the shooter, Rod Beck.
I remember getting up that hit in the first inning. I always thought it was the first batter of the game, but it was the second batter, and then no hits the rest of the game. And then the ninth inning, I came out, and my pitch count got a little high. I struck out a couple guys, walked a couple guys. Dusty came out and said, I got to get you. Pitch count's getting up there, and shooter came in and got the final out of the game. But, yeah, one of those those games I'll never forget, because you didn't always have a packed house at Candlestick, you know, every day of the week. But 4th of July, they came out for the fireworks, so we had a big crowd that night.
At that point, Marty, Sean Estes was starting to struggle. I mean, the walk showed it. He wanted that shutout so badly. I'm sure you could just taste it. Going to Rod Beck out of the bullpen was rarely a mistake for Dusty Baker over the years that Beck was his closer. He was the shooter. What else could you say?
Well, they went to the right guy. First and second, two out. Vanderwall hits a ground ball down to second. It's in the hole. Kent makes a nice, beautiful backhand stab of it. Throws across his body. They get Vanderwall at first. Save for Rod Beck on a third of an inning's work. And he saves it for Sean Estes, who goes to 12-2 on the year after this win on July 4th, 1997.
That was that 97 team, is it? We won a lot of close games. We came from behind a lot. That was the character of our club. And then every once in a while, we go out and get blown out. But nobody really cared because we knew we'd come back the next day and win games.
Chris, in 97, Sean Estes had his best year. 19-5, a 318 earned run average. In his career, Sean Estes wins 101 games, loses 93, pitches 13 years in the big leagues. Giants, Mets, Cincinnati, Colorado, Arizona, and San Diego for Sean Estes for the well-traveled lefty. In 97, he went 201 innings, 162 hits, 100 walks, and 181 strikeouts. The Giants end up winning the division by two over the Dodgers, and you know the Brian Johnson story later on in September. But Chris, after this game, Giants ended up winning the next two, 2-1 and 7-0. So at the end of the day, on July the 6th, they had a six-game lead over the Dodgers. By September 16th, they trailed the Dodgers by two games, and by the end of the season, they won the division over the Dodgers by two. So imagine 1997 going back and forth like that.
So much going on, Marty. And you know, you mentioned the back and forth. That can wear on a club. If you have an ace pitcher who's almost guaranteed, there are no absolute guarantees in baseball and in pro sports, but a pitcher who is almost guaranteed to get you that W on the day he goes to the mound, that stabilizes your club and helps make it a winner. And that's what Sean Estes did for the Giants in this season.
Yeah, he did. 19-5 for him. Estes, 8 2/3, a hit, no runs, 2 walks, 11 strikeouts. Jamie Wright was gone in the 6th inning, giving up 8 hits and 3 runs. Jerry DePoto followed him. Steve Reed and Munoz after that. So the Rockies were cooked by the Giants on that day. But what a day for Sean Estes. As he tells us about it, just a very exciting moment for him. A one-hitter, and he took it into the 9th inning. But the Giants needed it because they opened up that lead on the Dodgers, which they eventually lost that lead. But as far as the holiday, another great game at Candlestick. 41,566, 2 hours, 48 minutes, July 4th, 1997. The Giants beat the Rockies 4-0, and it propels them to a bigger lead on the Dodgers, which eventually they do win the division. So, Chris, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for three generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.
Hi, I'm Peter Ajemian, owner of Soja Mind Body's fitness and martial arts studio for kids, adults, and seniors. When I expanded my studio to a new building in South Berkeley, I chose W.A. Rose Construction. What I got was a team of skilled craftsmen and a professionally run job site. I encourage you to visit us at our new location at 3015 San Pablo Avenue, right at the corner of Ashby and San Pablo Avenues, where you can see their quality work yourself. Call W.A. Rose about your next construction project at 510-444-2723. Again, that's 510-444-2723. Or just visit them on the web at warose.com. Again, that's warose.com.
W.A. Rose, license number 919-984.